Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Echo Park Jimmy and his pals call the Suburban Party Line.
Oh, sweet. An EPJ episode. Can we hang on for a minute, Jim? There's something I need to get before we start.
Sure. You going to grab a beer?
No, some sour diesel.
Okay, Patrick, today feels like a good day to catch up with some old friends. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds really good, Jim. We have friends around the country, from Charlottesville to good old Santa Fe. And we do have a lot of friends around the country, and it's always great to check in with them and see how they're doing and just, you know, catch up.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do today on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You are going to hear from Echo Park Jimmy. He called in. It's been a while. It's been a few months, I think.
You mean EPJ?
Yeah, EPJ.
EPJ.
He called in, left a series of messages. We're going to play those in a minute. But before we do that, I have to read this letter we got. We got a box, a package.
Yes, we do.
From George Singleton, who we have not heard from in a long time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And talking about checking in with friends around the world.
Yes. Well, this is interesting. He moved. So here, let me read this letter.
You're okay.
Holding it up here. And let me see here. Bear with me, folks. But he says, "Hi, hey, Jim and Patrick, it's George Singleton, who used to be George in Hong Kong."
Yep.
Except we moved back to West Virginia about a year and a half ago. He says, "After listening to every single episode of both your old show and Rockin' the Suburbs, I fell way behind after our move. I mean way behind, as in 9 months behind."
Oh, God.
All right. And you know, people are listening every day, so that's a lot of episodes.
That's right, man.
Okay. So George says, "A couple of months ago, I began a real effort to catch up, not by skipping shows, but by binging like a madman, sometimes listening to up to 5 shows a day."
Ooh.
"So to celebrate for finally catching up, here's a pile of books for not only the Book Nook, but for both of you. Like a good record collector, I picked these up at a nearby bookstore in the discount bin, but to prevent the embarrassment of having bargain price stickers on the cover, I cleaned all the stickers off except the replacements book. I somehow felt Paul Westerberg would be okay with having a now only $7 plastered over his right eye." And I say, that's this book right here, The Replacements, Waxed Up Hair and Painted Shoes, A Photographic History, which is great. Okay.
Super wonderful, and good Lord.
Yeah.
It's great to hear from George, yeah.
Okay, so he says, "So each of you get a copy of The Replacements book, as well as To Disco With Love. That's stuffed with totally cool, wild, and retro album covers from the era. For the rest of the books, you can divvy them up as you wish or trade back and forth. They're all worth reading." And there were like several other books in here. And then he says, "In a fun coincidence, I was in the middle of reading Remain in Love by Chris Franz when I got to the episode in which Jim reminded everyone of the truly great concert film Stop Making Sense and then talked about American Utopia. You may vaguely recall my concert report from the 2019 Clock and Flap Festival in Hong Kong, in which I
still have the t-shirt. Yeah.
Yep, in which I report on David Byrne's astonishing show. At the time, I mentioned that I had no idea at all what kind of music to expect since I hadn't been following him for years. But that didn't matter, and I told my son, we have to see him. What a stunner of a show. He was already staging the full Utopia concert with the musicians parading around the stage in choreographed magic, playing a mix of new tunes and Talking Heads. While I never got to see the Talking Heads live, it did close the circle for me, as I was finally able to see the last of the original members I had never seen. Years ago in Atlanta, I caught the Escape from New York tour with Jerry Harrison and the Casual Gods and the Tom Tom Club, who combined to do some Talking Head songs before the headliner, the Ramones, took the stage." Okay, so I see what he's saying. So David Byrne completed the set for him. Okay. "Also, it brings back the memory of the first time I ever wrote to you during the old show, telling you the tale of taking my preppy date to the concert. Given it was our third date, I was expecting a bit of action later, but after me singing along to every song and being surrounded by girls in ripped leather miniskirts and guys with spiked hair," so he's speaking of the Ramones show, "guys with spiked hair, she was totally ice when the concert was over, and for the next 2 to 3 times I tried to call her, she hung up on me as soon as she recognized my voice. Oh, well. So I did what any sane man would do, take the money to be spent on the next date and buy every Ramones album not already in my collection.
There it is. Yes, sir.
And then, okay, we're almost to the end here. As for Rock in the Suburbs, I've really enjoyed the catch-up journey and particularly like the deep dives into albums, whether it's an album in music history that I already know or an album or artist I'm less familiar with. It's been interesting and just plain fun. I've enjoyed it all from the dive into Forever Changes to Phantasm. Despite living in Asia for 25 years, I'd never heard of that before your show. To the Bowie countdown, as well as the detours into topics such as political songs. Even Kiss Week was fun. Thanks to both of you and the whole team for continuing to put out such great content. And maybe I'll be able to see you in DC before long, given it's a 6-hour drive now as opposed to spending 26 hours in transit from Hong Kong. Rock on, George Singleton. There we go.
Wow, what a letter.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I will leap into your arms, George.
Yes.
You see me.
George, so come out.
Be prepared to catch me.
Yeah. Come to Suburbs Fest, October 1 through 3.
Six hours, man.
No big deal.
We'll pick you up on Friday night. We'll drive you back.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a bunch of guys for a road trip. So
there you go. So, yeah, there's people coming from out west. So, you know,
might be able to catch a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a bulletin board where you can put
there should
ride
be.
Requests?
That's right. Ride share.
Yeah, that's right. Home to Charlottesville this weekend.
We used to have that when I was in college. Yeah, the ride board.
It was a big thing. Yeah, yep. Home to DC this weekend. Yeah.
Yep. We'll split gas. Okay.
Yep. Got gas money.
Okay. So now let's see here. Let's get on to the Echo Park Jimmy call. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Let me get my pen and pencil.
Hi, I got a tape I want to play.
Rockin' the Suburbs, it's Eagle Rock Eddie. I don't usually call in, but all that talk of 38 special, wowza! I couldn't hold back. You just got to hold on loosely. Man, that takes me back. I don't know if you know. I mean, my mind goes back to a girl I left some years ago who told me to just hold on loosely. It's like a chorus. The chorus is all her talking. Don't let go. If you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control. Your baby needs someone to believe in and a whole lot of space to breathe in. She gives him a whole chorus and advice for his relationship. Like, that was opportune of him. So I got to thinking, you know, my 38 special story for Rockin' the Suburbs. Hi, Jim and Patrick. The Toledo Sports Arena. I was just on my way across the country, and they happened to be playing April 24th, 1980, Toledo Sports Arena. The Rockin' Into the Night, Rockin' Into the Night Tour. At the Toledo Sports Arena. Oh, that was a good one. And I got thinking, what is the story on those boys? Another story, I remember this really cheesy movie, Teacher, and they had a song, Teacher, Teacher. You know who wrote that? Bryan Adams. Speaking of that, Jim Peterick, him of Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, jinga digga 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 jing jing jing. He wrote a string of all those hits for 38 Special, Rockin' Into the Night, you know, and so forth. And when Jim Peterick heard guitarist Jeff Carlisi play what became the guitar hook to Hold On Loosely, he described it as the Cars meets Leonard Skinner. I love that. But 38 Special, oh my goodness, thank you for that, Intern Sammy. They had a little bit of a run there. Hey, it's Eagle Rock, Eddie. I got cut off. I live down by a giant Eagle Rock. It's actually a rock with an eagle in it, but it's right next to a GD dog park, so there's the occasional barking. I mean, it's lucky I have such a sweet, dulcet voice like that Kevin Clement, because I was reading about how the human language was actually from singing. The singing came first. The human voice is a molecular lasagna. So many layers of meaning delivered within that spoken word. But and a quick side note, as long as we're in the 1980s, wow, that 38 special. No, what I was saying is the other track that I love by them is Caught Up in You. That's the 80s schmaltzy cheese that I really, truly love from 38 Special. And just to backtrack, they were formed in 1974, and it was Donnie Van Zandt and Ron Barnes. So he was not in Lynyrd Skynyrd, but he was in 38 Special. And I also found the name of that Eddie Van Halen song from the 80s. It was a movie called The Wildlife, and you should check this out. It's called Donut City. It is choice.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is this a football podcast? I love it. I love it, Jim and Patrick. Oh, I've been waiting to call. It's Edinburgh Ewan. Oh, they call me Ewan because I like to sing all the time. But I love your podcast. I love all the zany repartee. But in Scotland, Frightened Rabbit. Oh, my friend Stephen Routledge knows a bit about him. But none of you blokes know anything about him. You have to listen to Pedestrian Verse. It's like brilliant. Some of the early stuff is like, oh, I'm going to jump off a bridge. Oh, I'm going to jump off a bridge. Oh, I'm going to... And it's like the song is called I'm Going to Jump Off a Bridge. Pedestrian Verse. Way melodic. There's a song called The Woodpile that you have to get into. And I love those songs that go together, like Journey was brilliant at it. But State Hospital into Nitrous Gas. And if that death won't come to me, hand me the nitrous gas. And while I have your mate's attention, if you haven't heard Pedestrian Verse from Frightened Rabbit, you have to listen to the new Churches. And if you haven't listened to the new Churches, you have to listen to Idols. But the Churches, it's really shiny brilliant. And it's, if you haven't heard He Said, She Said, please listen to Robert Smith, that old black-eyed bloke. How Not to Drown. From the new Churches, it's called Screen Violence. Ooh, Screen Violence. And I love all your footballer talk. It's the European Championship, and then soon the Olympics. Who knows what's next? Edinburgh, Ewan, signing off. Don't sleep on those idols or the Churches. Screen Violence. I love a good whispered chorus. Two songs played back to back. When the lights, anywhere you want it, that's the way you need it, anywhere you want it. When the lights, I don't know what goes down in the city, in the city.
Echo Park Jimmy's phone calls are brought to you by Echo Park Lake Cannabis, brewing the finest in sour diesel since 2021.
Do, 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 do.
What number is this, Jim? 7? 8. All right. Don't get excited, man, because I'm sure you know. Woo! 5:30 in the p.m. June 2021. Echo Park Jimmy, long time no talk to Jim and Patrick. Damn, you guys continue to impress. I think you beat all the other musical podcasts. You beat all the talk show podcasts. If you had more interviews, you'd beat all the interview podcasts. You guys bring strong content, my fellows. And the 62 and running Hootenannies, including The Last Waltz. The Last Waltz Hootenanny? Whoosh! Look it up, people. Look it up on the YouTubes. On the, did you know that Olivia Rodrigo got discovered on the TikTok. I learned that on Rockin' the Suburbs. Listen, you need to free yourself from the tyranny of the hyperactive hive mind. Now, I know we're all a little jacked up. We had the pandemic, whatever, let's not bring it up again. We had the, we don't say his name anymore. Shh. I don't let my children say his name. Whew. Out demon. Woo! They built the house on a cemetery. Did you know that the human voice is actually molecular lasagna? There's so many layers of meaning delivered within a spoken word, like and when they teach AI how to speak, they got to put in the Well, I need a reservation for the Rock in the Suburbs Fest in October. You got to put in a lot of. Oh, Patrick, thank you for turning me on to the early Modest Mouse. I've always been a flagpole sitter about that band, but now that I've been turned on to that early stuff, I'm excited to, you know, to dive into that. And I've done so much growing through this downtime, this lockdown. You can grow so much, you become a big little brother. And that's not even to speak of the Book Nook theme by Wagoners. Echo Park Jimmy, not that mother scratcher. Not Jimmy Gomez, Echo Park Jimmy, the podcast caller-inner. Anyway, my table will be ready in a second. Quick side note, fellas. Mike Coley, bless your heart for doing an episode on Dio. Nick Scalera, always knowing the metrics. I bet if you look at the metrics on Rockin' the Suburb, Nick Scalera always at the top. Freaks and Geeks episode. It's like, I did an episode on Jaws. You know, Echo Park Jimmy was going to do a podcast, but his episode 1 got canceled, mother. That made me so mad. Rest in peace, Larry Flint. He was my good to for episode 1. 2020 was my Robert Robinson. But R.I.P. Larry Flint passed away in early February. Very sad. Did you know that the God of War reignited my ego? That's a quote from Mike Tyson. The Book Nook themes. I know Wagner's is choice. But have you ever heard the one... And another great theme is The Treatment, Elvis Mitchell's show. Oh. But on NPR, there's a guy, Michael Cyril Silverblatt, and he's got 2 Book Nook themes, one for the beginning, one for the end. The first one is, I am a bookworm, you are a bookworm, she is a bookworm, Patrick's a bookworm, Wagner's a bookworm, Lenahan's a bookworm. See, so it doesn't work with everything. But then at the end theme is Sparks. Did you know that band Sparks, Russell and Ronnie Mayle, they have a documentary coming out. You have to pay to go see it like a real movie. But they do the end theme. He is a bookworm. They are a bookworm. We are a bookworm. It's so good. Oh, I think I sang the same 2 songs. That's that Blue Dream, folks. The opening theme is, where would we be without books? Where would we be without books? Where would we be without books? Hey, really quick, the hyperactive hive mind. You put a small group of people doing anything in the same room, how you communicate is the hyperactive hive mind. A synchronous, ad hoc, unscheduled messaging. That's just how humans communicate. Did you know the like button was invented because tech engineers saw too many similar comments like, that's great. Well, I was trying to keep this brief, but this message, you wouldn't believe how short 3 minutes is, my fellas. Shout out Mark Meese. Shout out Bud Burge. These fellas, you don't see them at the Hootenanny, but that's okay. Listen, the hive mind. We were talking about the like button. It's just all boils down to the massive human craving for affirmation. It turns us into salivating monkeys. We move smooth past the hive mind. And you got to stop emailing. I heard this too. Woo! So listen. Dog songs. Black Dog, Arlo Park. That song, if you aren't into that song, it's probably one of my favorites of 2021. It might be the end of 2020, Black Dog. But Black Dog is common parlance for depression, if you suffer from depression. And the Black Dog, why it's a good metaphor, it's always nipping at your heels. It's like kind of, it can be bad, but if you can train it, you can keep it at bay. By whatever means that is. That song is very soothing. But that's my dog song. But that was another great episode, that dog song. And just a couple shout outs, in case you have time. Movie pick. Being There. Wall to wall, like, clips of movies and such. Because the guy is obsessed with TV. It's like, that if you, that could have been me, if you've seen Being There. But there's this brilliant scene where they play the song Basketball Jones. I got a Basketball Jones! By Cheech and Chong, I think. Sounds so cool in this scene. He's, because he's being wheeled into like this unbelievable mansion in Washington, D.C. while that song Basketball Jones is playing. It's, that movie is a must-see if you have not seen it. Being There. 1979, and then a couple of musts here so far in 2021. I hope you guys get to listen to Hiatus Coyote, Red Room, and kind of like a similar vein, Cherry Glazer, Rabbit Hole. So you're like, there's no good new music. And if those are too techno for you, for the oldsters, Night Ranger is back. Video and everything in the single Breakout. I think they added four guitarists. They used to have two. They got four now. Night Ranger, Breakouts. Cherry Glazer, Rabbit Hole. Hiatus Coyote, Red Room. Being There, Basketball. EPJ. Just, I feel like I only talked for a couple minutes. I just wanted to say, Jim and Patrick, thank you for getting us through what they call... It's like a certain event. Let me look it up here. There's certain events. Man. I'll do anything for you. Just events that just change the course of time. Here's a quote from Paxton Smith. Art. I watch a lot of it. But in a way... That has shaped my expectations of reality, but that's not reality. It's entertainment catered to you based on what people think you'll like. It's not what reality is. So just don't let people to stop dragging your heart around. Hey, Joe! Stop dragging. And then, I never shout out other podcasts, but have you heard any of the Keith Morrison Dateline NBC content? By the way, Dateline doesn't pay for interviews, and we don't make 911 call reenactments. We just don't do that kind of thing. I'm a little cold. Well, that's certainly one way to describe it. And as far as these people calling the rock in the suburbs party line, that's how you do it, is what I'm saying. I don't need no fancy nouveau voice message at malarkey. What is this? But my main reason for this short call is to say that brain free there. Fiverr.com. Ding, 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 ding. I love to watch episodes in chronological order. I read comic books in chronological order. I love lists. And for you guys to get in a few weeks from like a fan mail or a fan letter from like 3 years ago to like a fan mail letter about Dio episode 2 weeks ago, it was, it must have felt great for you guys to be caught up on Patreon, guest episodes, new music, get that tightened up, except for the interns, get it all tightened up. It must feel great. And then it's summer, and then you get stabbed twice. You get stabbed. Hey, sorry, Jim and Patrick. I think I was talking too slow. My friend Penn Teller, Penn Gillette from Penn and Teller said, talk faster. And more Penn, less Teller. I was thinking about word clouds. Word clouds. No, I looked up the term. It's a deep event. JFK and the like, all that 60s stuff. And then 9/11. Deep event where things just change and turn on a dime in a huge way. Huge way, a reshuffle. You know, you've heard all the terms. And of course, galvanizing. But listen, don't let anybody tell you, listen to EPJ. Don't let the world tell you your worth. Truth is the heart of God. You are becoming God. We are becoming God. The hive mind of the rock in the suburbs. Crew. Progress? That's the only thing that'll last, gentlemen. Earth is only concerned with progress as a means of survival. It's a perfect day. I saw some animals at the zoo. Okay, I was also a couple of random notes before I go. Blues in the verse, gospel in the chorus. I think that's you too. Advice from you too. To Coldplay maybe? I don't know. And then remember, lived experience versus anecdotal evidence. What's your preference, Tim Hoffman? I was also thinking about physical reactions to music. Like we were talking about on the Facebooks. The tingling, you know, you get goosebumps. Some people don't get that. Some people get that. And I was also thinking of what cartoon animals, or maybe people that remind you of you, but, you know, cartoon animals or cartoon people. I was thinking Snoopy and Hobbs remind me of me, EPJ. And then I was also reading about Bruce Lee. Did you know that he started Wang Chung? I mean, some older guy started it. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. And then he's like, no, Mana's Wing Chun. And Bruce Lee's like, Wang Chung. And then did you know that he just died of heat stroke because he had his sweat things closed up. Can you believe that? Make a pot pie and fill it with chicken. Digga, 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 ding, ding, ding. Make a pot pie and you fill it with chicken. This is just cliff notes, even more random than random notes. These are just cliff notes to EPJ, but you can just play this if these interest you. Paranoid style, that political term, dates back to 1964. That's for Scott Parks. Sinnerman, Minnie Riperton. The Kiwi Junior album, title track, Cooler Returns. Dinosaur Junior, they do the cover Just Like Heaven. And you know, if you're always wondering what the people steal
when people do a quick, like, talking about their whole trip really fast. It's Roger Avery. He directed Bret Easton Ellis book. But the name of the movie, the movie's okay, but he had a short film, Victor Takes a Trip. And then if you really want some trippy music, Deep Sea Diver. I know Jim Lenihan's got to be onto this. Some lost L.A. band, Devix, D-E-V-I-C-S. That's a preview of some later EPJ content. For Patrick, I know you can't be sleeping on that Lou Barlow solo album. Patrick, wake up. Get off the pot. Lou Barlow solo album. That's all I'm saying. I think on an earlier episode, I was trying to get at this Peter Gabriel featuring Hot Chip, Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa. And it feels so unnatural, Peter Gabriel. And here's his quote. And it feels so unnatural to sing your own name on Peter Gabriel. Eagle Rock Eddie. Whatever, horse bananas. No, I'm Eden, Eden Big Eden. That was a tough one. I'll go work on that one. Eden Big Eden is talking about football. I'm doing bad at this interview. Oh, no. Oh, no, I killed the baby. Oh, no. Oh, help me, Jim and Patrick. Oh, no. And I found the vinyl. These are precious to me now. I have like 4,000 CDs of soundtracks. I know I bring this up every time I call in. I'm sorry. And I'll stop bringing up the wildlife, but I found the vinyl. Eddie Van Halen, Donut City, instrumental. Learn it, know it, love it. Do I pass? I think you pass, Mr. Spagoli. Oh, Jimbo. I can't tell you enough. Jim and Patrick, but especially Jimbo. The work you put in, the interns. Yeah, I re-upped on the Blue Dream. This is just a private call for you fellas, because I don't think you can air cannabis content. But I would listen to a whole thing called The History, Great Moments in Weed History, Great Moments in Suburban Rock. There's this cool story about it, but one of my favorites is Sour Diesel, and it became famous, like, being passed around. And, like, a lot of the early hybrids, if you're into that thing, were passed around on Dead Tours. And that one specifically was, like, what's that place? Deer Creek, Indiana, in a dead parking lot is where that one, a bunch of seeds of Sour Diesel got spread out into the world. Isn't that lovely? Because, you know, the only truly reciprocal love, Patrick, is self-love. And, you know, Jim, I worry about you, but remember, God put a rainbow in the clouds. The improvising brain inhibitors, though. Charlie Brown. We got the harmony, we got the melody, we got the bass, and the rhythm. Festivals are back. Can you believe it? Put it in a palm, put it in a chicken, put it in a palm, put it in a wigan. And remember to boycott corporate weed. Oh, there is one thing I can say for the listeners. This guy, they were talking about the history, you know, how you figure out strains of cannabis, and they compared breeders to musicians, and then growers to DJs, and then smokers to fans. So let's take Blue Dream. Oh, I love Blue Dream. So the breeders, the musicians, they make some Blue Dream. And then the growers, like the DJs, they produce a lot of Blue Dream. And then the smokers, the fans, if they like, this Blue Dream's awesome, go back to the drawing board. Breeders make more music. The growers, you know, make more. I'm losing the thread on the metaphor, but you get the idea. It's all up to the fans, Scott Parks.
It's all about the fans, baby. And I am the number one fan. Nobody come at me. I am the number one fan of rock in the suburbs.
All right, that's it. It cuts off there.
did you slip me some acid somewhere along the line? Because I feel like I'm tripping.
Yep. All right. So any thoughts, anything catch your attention? I'll just say real quickly that
Sour Diesel catches
your attention, I'm sure. Maybe there's a good distributor out here.
It's like grabbing a Budweiser these days, Jim. And I just want to thank everyone that's made that possible. But also EPJ, Jim. I don't know. To me, it's like he is, you know, one of the greatest people that I've ever known in my life. And I know you've known him since your early days and high school and all that. But, you know, to me, it reminds me of like, you know, such a deep intuitive friendship, just like my friends Andy and Bish and all that. And
totally.
Of course, and everybody. Yeah, just he's right. You know, we do have a hive mind. And so what?
That's right.
It's great. We'll own that.
So a couple things I just want to say real quickly. Since you mentioned, I've known him for a long time since we grew up together in Toledo. And so he mentioned going to see 38 Special at the Toledo Sports Arena. I think he mentioned that a few times.
And, Toledo Sports Arena.
Yes. And it's just so funny to think back to those days because now, you know, nowadays most of the sport, you know, most of the arenas you might go to are really nice and state of the art and have all these great concessions. Thing. This place was a total dump. It basically had
it made the sewer look nice.
Yeah, it was the home of the Toledo Gold Diggers minor league hockey team. And if you ever seen like Slapshot, that's kind of like what it would be like, right? And
is there any roller derby there?
It was like falling down, and but they did have shows there. You could go to shows, and you know, if your parents would let you go there, that was the thing.
You're not going to the sports arena.
I saw George Thorogood, your favorite George Thorogood, and the Delaware Destroyers
there.
That's
once. That's the perfect show for a place like that. Yes. Yeah,
and I got to say too, and I think it's so funny that it was called Toledo Sports Arena because it's like. Back then, this was before they did like corporate sponsors of, you know, stadium names and that kind of thing, right? They're just like, what should we call it? How about Toledo Sports Arena? We're going to play sports there, right?
Well, what is it?
That's right. But you know what I like? I really like it when, I think all cities should do this now. I like it when they call it the like something civic center.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
That's what I think all arenas should be called that. What city name? Civic Center. That's my favorite.
That's right. The Ashburn Civic Center.
That's right. And then one last thing I want to say is as you're looking for band names out there, people, if you're forming a band or your kids are forming a band and they're looking for a name or whatever, I think Molecular Lasagna is a good one. You can have that, right? You can take that.
Really good.
Yeah.
You must play at least one Rush cover, however. That's the only caveat.
All right. You got anything else?
The only thing I wrote down was the song. EPJ was talking about this band, New Churches. You know, he kept saying that over and over, and I wrote that down. So was it New Churches, and the song was Violent, something like that? If we can find that for the play out, that'd be good.
I think it was just Churches. Isn't that band Churches? And he was saying this is their new song.
Is it that band Churches? Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's where I got confused. Churches. And it was new. Yeah. There was a lot of information coming at me, Jim. And I was trying to really, I think it was Churches. Yeah. New song called Violence. Is that right? Or
I'm going to have to look here. Hang on. I got that.
Yeah.
Churches. He said, she said, he mentioned that song.
Yep.
So maybe that's what he was talking about. I don't know. But yes, he was saying, listen to the new Churches.
There
like
you go.
Their new stuff. So,
that's
okay.
What I wrote
so down. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to check real quick to see if there is, maybe there is a band called the new Churches.
I hope not.
I don't think so. There's the Lords of the New Church, of course, but that's a totally different thing.
That's a whole different podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there you go. We'll play some new Churches for the playout song. All right.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, let's get out of here. We need to decompress. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all later.
I got a Jeep to, I got a Donald Trump line.